Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All the way to... Well, he's not going to do it. That chase is over. Who cares anymore? Baseball's coming up tonight, though. Phone number to join, 877-337-6666. What a difference a couple days make. When we sat here on Friday, my partner said to me, all the Mets have to do is go 4-2. Doesn't matter how they do it. The National League East is theirs. The first round bye is theirs. And we'll see you in the NLDS. And then, oh, by the way, you know, we have our three best pitchers going back to back to back. Jacob DeGrom, Max Scherzer, Chris Bassett. So at least we win one of those games, and we've got the tiebreaker locked up against Atlanta. All good in the hood. You know, the Jets won, and the Giants won.
Yeah.
So a lot of you are feeling melancholy and at the same time feeling pretty, pretty good. Yeah. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, Ken?
Melancholy. More of that.
I love the Jet win, but
Zach
melancholy.
Zach Wilson announced his arrival with authority yesterday.
That was great. That was fantastic. The problem is, all year long, in the back of your mind, you're fearful. In the back of your mind, you're scared. In the back of your mind, that negativity is always sitting there. You singing on the radio, it's just the same old Mets. It's always there.
It's just the same. Oh, Mets.
And all year long, the Mets would do things to avoid that from popping up until this weekend.
They answered the bell every time.
Every time until this weekend.
Yeah.
And from top to bottom, from top to bottom outside of Jeff McNeil, they all came up small. They all failed us. I know it's a new season on Friday, but guess what? It ain't Friday. It's Monday, and Monday sucks if you're a Met fan, and it's taken all the oxygen from what has been or had been a great season, and in a lot of ways has sort of ruined it for now, because things can change.
Yeah, and you
but to lose this freaking division and to get swept and to look not even in the same league as the Atlanta Braves, putrid, pathetic, and I'm sad. Now,
well,
give me a hug.
I mean, why would you be sad? The New York Jets are 2-2. Unlike with Cleveland a couple years ago when Baker Mayfield made his arrival, they withstood the arrival of Kenny Pickett with his small hands and got a bunch of turnovers from him and fought back after coming up with another ridiculously stupid penalty that gave Pittsburgh 3 points. And the Jets overcame that.
Yes.
And the Jets in the fourth quarter had a quarterback that had poise.
Yes.
A quarterback that made throws. A quarterback that reminded us that Corey Davis is still on the roster.
Yes.
So good job by him as well.
Yes.
And methodically, boom, 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 right down the field for the game-winning score. And I honestly can't tell you the last time that happened.
The best part about that win was that all the young studs, like Sauce Gardner's not going to get any love today. As the first guy I'm going to mention, because not only was Sauce Gardner tremendous in coverage, he helped force that interception.
Yes, he did.
He made a freaking play.
Yep.
Breece Hall has got to do a better
job. Breece Hall said after the game, I want to give an assist to my guy.
He's right.
Yeah, he's
right. He's 100% right. But between Sauce making a play, between Zach Wilson, I think you used the right word, showing poise, between Breece Hall. We saw the young studs come up in a big spot, and I could argue, and I was thinking about it yesterday, that's one of the best Jet victories we've seen in a half a decade.
I agree. And listen, the entire game wasn't pretty. Guilty as charged. There were moments there where you go, oh, my God, we're going to lose to this team.
Yep.
Like, that was on the table for a good portion of the game.
Yes.
And then something happened. I don't know. I don't know what it was, what the seminal moment was, where all of a sudden it just started to
work.
4th and 7
from the 39. There's your seminal moment. That game is about to end, and Zach throws a perfect slant to Corey Davis. They convert on the 4th down. Danny converts on a 3rd down for the touchdown. That sequence, that's what changed. Zach Wilson went from being this boy to this man.
Yeah,
he and remember what he said to his teammates in the huddle.
With the curse
revealed after the game. That's right, he cursed.
He cursed.
He said, we're going to score a bleeping touchdown.
That's right. And the guy's like, wait a minute, he curses?
Whoa.
He curses, he bangs moms, and he leads his team to 4th quarter comebacks. That's my guy right there. Meanwhile, lots of love for the New York Giants. Listen, Chicago Bears have no offense. That's obvious. We were worried about the running game because of what we saw the Giants do the week before. But once again, Brian Daboll, they know, and Kafka, they know exactly what they're doing with Daniel Jones, who, again, using his legs, got the job done, made key plays, and did something that doesn't appear on a scorecard, but I think wins over a lot of people. He gets hurt. Tyrod Taylor comes in. Concussion. Obviously, they go to the Wildcat for a couple plays with Saquon, who had another great game. And then Danny Jones comes back in the game hurt. And I know it's a small thing.
Because he didn't throw a pass, by the way, when he came back in.
But the point is, he came back in.
Yes.
And that says a lot to guys in a locker room.
Oh, yeah.
That this guy got back on the field.
When he first comes back in the game, they're running the Wildcat, and Daniel Jones is lined up wide left, and he's just standing there.
He looks like Joe Flacco.
And then eventually you're like, well, they're going to try something different. And they eventually did, because he lined up under center, handed it off to Saquon. I think you hit on it. What has to just excite you as a Giant fan is, number one, the defensive performance was great. I don't care who the opponent is.
Yep.
Like, let's leave that out for a second. They didn't allow the Chicago Bears to score a touchdown. They allowed a couple of big plays in this game, but their defense, Kayvon Thibodeau made an impact.
Yes,
he was all over the place.
He looked good.
Tate Crowder, who I killed last week, had like the best game he's ever had as a Giant. Kudos to him. But here's the part that excites you. They got coaches who know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, it's so obvious, too. It's impressive. I give the Giants all the credit in the world. They have a game plan. The game plan makes sense. I mean, that naked bootleg quarterback run.
Bro, it was brilliant.
They ran it twice.
Brilliant.
For 6 for a touchdown. It was great. It's fun to watch because there's going to be games that they're going to be outmatched in. They're going to lose. There's no doubt about it. But they're not going to be out coached.
No.
And that, 4 games in, I think is obvious.
There's a sense. We know Wink Martindale can coach. That's not new. He blitzes maybe a little bit too much, but we know he can coach. Brian Daboll, 4 weeks in, looks like he knows he belongs, coaches like he belongs. And right now, as depressed as you may be as a Met fan, and I am very depressed, the New York Jets and the New York Giants have a combined record of 5-3. You know the last time that happened to 4 weeks?
I know. This is the first time, I think it's in 8 years, that the Jets and Giants combined are 500 or better in October.
Oh, wow. I was just saying 5-3 through 4 weeks.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah, no,
8 years since we were 500 or better in October.
The one I came up with was 7 years ago, so close enough.
Yeah.
Both teams are off to decent starts
with
the Giants at 3-1 and the Jets at 2-2.
They both came out of first place.
I know.
And although you never root for injury, Tua's not coming back this week.
Right.
So see how that impacts the Dolphins. And while the Bills, I think we still agree, are the class of the East,
well,
they haven't looked that great the last 2 weeks.
Think about this, just in the AFC for a second. There are 3 teams in the entire conference, the super, super conference, 3 teams that have a better record than the New York Jets. 3.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love it.
You
I
got
love
a
it. I
lot
love
of 2-2s mixed in there, including the New York Jets. And by the way, I woke up, I wanted to check the standings in the NFL because, again, I'm depressed. I wanted to smile. And I looked at who is at the bottom of the AFC East. Who's in last place? Who's pulling up the caboose? And that would be Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots.
That's
and don't
right.
tell me how much fight they showed yesterday. Yippity-doo-dah. A loss is a loss is a loss
yes.
is a loss.
And they're 1-3. Is it the 3rd consecutive year they're 1-3?
Oh.
It's over. The dynasty is dead. And Bill Belichick is dead. A dead, dead. And yes, we love every minute of it. So you got that. The Yankees, there's nothing to say other than Aaron Judge disappointed a lot of people this weekend by not hitting a home run. And to an extent, Baltimore disappointed a lot of people by how they pitched to him. But that's over. That's over. We can discuss with nice choking at another date because the New York Mets are. And I don't care what you say. The New York Mets getting swept. I want to be clear.
Yeah.
Losing the division to a team that's played like 750 ball for the last 4 months is not by definition choking.
Mm-hmm.
However, losing games to some of the teams they've lost to in September prior to this weekend, and then really not having all that much fight in Atlanta this weekend is a bad sign.
That's the problem. I understand that you can go through a season and we can go through the last month and find all the games they should have won. But they went to Atlanta with something kind of basic in front of them. Win a game.
One
game.
Yep.
You've got Jacob DeGrom. You've got Max Scherzer. You've got Chris Bassett. Win a game. And from top to bottom, other than Jeff McNeil, they all failed. Pete Alonso failed. Francisco Lindor, he may hear boos tonight at Citi Field if anyone actually shows up because he failed. And you let Kenley Jansen, who is one of the most overrated closers of this generation, get into trouble on Friday. Ah, the Mets come close. Base is loaded. One out. He wiggles out of it. And then you let Kenley Jansen on Saturday and then last night barely break a sweat in mowing you down. The Mets looked lifeless. They looked dead. And I don't know if the word is choke, collapse, whatever,
whatever word
you want to use.
It is what it is.
They got their asses kicked with everything right in front of them with a chance to win the NL East. It includes Scherzer, who sucked. It includes Bassett, who sucked. And DeGrom was very mediocre and wasn't good enough. You want to say he sucked? Fine, say he sucks. Okay. I don't care.
He sucked.
They all suck.
I mean, they're supposed to be the two best pitchers in the world. That's why you got them. It's supposed to be we're never going to lose a three-game series in the postseason, at least, because we got them. Now, does that change? I think the perception changes if you're a diehard Met fan, because you just witnessed something happen that you would have sworn, rightfully so, that could never happen in a big spot.
Right.
And it happened. And the other thing it does is, you know, it now changes the path. And it makes the path to a championship a hell of a lot harder.
Well, I'll make this kind of simple. If the New York Mets are going to win a World Series, and that's the goal here, same thing for the Yankee fans, they are likely to have to go through the San Diego Padres, the L.A. Dodgers, the Atlanta Braves, and either the Astros or the Yankees. If my math is correct, the Dodgers have won well over 100 games.
Yes, they have.
The Braves have won 100 games.
Yes, they have.
And the Astros have won 100 games, and the Yankees will likely win 100 games. How many teams in the history of baseball have gone through one, two, three 100-win teams to win a championship?
I don't believe it's ever happened.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever happened.
Yeah, I don't think it has. Partially because not that many teams went out.
No, I agree. And usually you don't have all these layers of playoffs to go through.
Right.
But you're right. Like, I'm not telling you the Mets are absolutely going to get smoked by San Diego or Philadelphia. I'd be the first to tell you that when the playoffs start, you start fresh and you never know. I know that. And Friday afternoon, a Friday night at Citi Field, we're all going to be pumped up. We're going to try to talk ourselves in to why this is a new year. But our perception, you're right, Craig, of this team completely changed.
Yep.
Because all year long, they were the team of fight, they were the team of battle, and they were the team that had the two best pitchers in the world. Well, the two best pitchers in the world looked normal, and their bats and their fight disappeared. They got punched in the mouth numerous times this weekend by the Braves, and they couldn't respond.
And I know, stupid me, I thought Vogelbach tied it. You know, you could breathe it. Oh. And McNeil goes yard. Ha, ha, ha. And then as soon as Atlanta fought right back and took the lead, it was over. It was a wrap.
I'll tell you when it was over. When you have first and third and nobody out up 3-1, you got to jump on them. You have to jump on them. That's what you have to do. And I thought this in the moment at the time. They could not walk away with first and third, nobody out in the third inning with nothing. And they did because the bottom of the order was lifeless. I mean, most of the lineup was lifeless. What did Lindor and Alonso, the two stars of this team, do in this series? No extra base hits combined. Now let's take a look at Atlanta. How'd Dansby Swanson do?
I mean, all he does is hit home runs.
How'd Matt Olson do?
Yeah.
How'd Austin Riley do?
I guess you guys kind of wish the Yankees got
after all, don't you?
Matt Olson?
Yeah.
Sure.
I bet you, yeah, of course you do.
Of course.
Well, listen, we got lots to do. It's good news and bad news at the very same time. Aaron Judge does it at 62. The New York Mets get swept by the Braves, the one thing that couldn't happen. The Jets win, the one thing you never thought would happen. And the New York Giants win. So, you got the Jets and Giants came out of first place, respectively, because the Eagles did come back and beat Jacksonville yesterday after being down 14-0 and beat them 29-21. So they maintain the only undefeated record in the NFL right now. And as far as the Jets go, the Bills make the comeback. Again, kind of a tale of two halves in that game. But the Bills hang on, so they have a one-game lead over the Jets. But it's a great October already. Already light years better than last October, wouldn't you say, Evan?
Oh, jeez.
And by the way, even with your sweep, listen, you still got Scherzer and DeGrom.
Not ready for that.
Go out there and win a series.
I'm not ready. You know what? Here's the problem, Craig. When we're doing our radio show on Friday,
and that's going to be a,
yes, we are.
That was a holiday.
And it's a playoff day. The Yankees are going to get to rest till Tuesday. The Mets are playing a playoff game in New York City on Friday. It's going to be their first playoff game in 6 years at Citi Field.
And the place is going to be jumping.
I understand. Even by Thursday, we're going to go through, oh, yeah, Scherzer won't have another bad start. Jake won't have another bad start. This team can get hot. They can beat the. We can have that discussion another day. Today, if you're a Met fan, I don't want to hear, and no other Met fan wants to hear about, hey, this all could work out. Because here's what happened
so
this weekend.
So you don't hear you're going to be fine?
No, don't start with me. All of us as Met fans, if you're if you're over the age of 35, went into a damn time machine and woke up in 1998 and 1999. This was our nightmares back in the late 90s. Except instead of Chipper Jones, it's Dansby Swanson. Instead of Andrew Jones running down fly balls in center field, it's Michael Harris. It was bro, I don't think you get it.
I do get it, but the Jets won, so I'm not all that bothered by the Mets' failures. The Jets won. The Jets came back for their second come-from-behind victory
of the year. I was ecstatic about the Jet victory, and I enjoyed my Sunday afternoon until the cloud came back that was hanging overhead, knowing what was going to happen Sunday night. But you are allowed, in this town especially, to walk and chew gum at the same time.
Of course.
You're allowed to be very upset and depressed in one breath, and then really pumped up in the other breath. I mean, take tonight for an example. Ben Simmons is going to play basketball.
Is he?
Well, sort of. Yeah.
Got it. Great. Awesome. We got Rams 49ers tonight also. And listen, you got baseball. If you still care, I wonder what kind of crowd the Mets get tonight. I would say because of the weather and the sweep weekend, tonight's not great.
Nobody.
Yeah, I think tonight's a tough
sell. Nobody. This is going to be a mausoleum tonight.
A mausoleum?
A mausoleum.
A mausoleum.
Mausoleum.
A mausoleum.
There you go.
A mausoleum.
That's what it's going to be tonight. Because guess who's not going tonight?
You.
This guy ain't.
Are you going tomorrow?
I got my ass kicked this weekend. I need a break.
Hold on. Are you going tomorrow or Wednesday?
I will be there tomorrow.
Yes. Okay.
I'll pay my final respects before the postseason begins.
Are you going to go on Friday?
What time's the game, Craig?
We don't know yet. Yeah, that's a good point. The schedule's not out.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
I want you to text Rob Manfred right now.
What time do you want the game to be?
And say, Rob, 8 p.m. first pitch, Friday night, Mets Padres. I want everyone in the 7 line just a little buzzed, a little bit, so we can be a little louder and a little crazier until, of course, Juan Soto hits one off the freaking Shea Bridge, and then it's a mausoleum again.
I could do some math for you. As you know, I minored in math in college. There's a chance, it's a slim chance, but there's a chance you're not playing San Diego in the first round of the playoffs.
I know.
You know who you might play?
The Philadelphia Phillies.
That's on the table.
And what scares me about that series are you buffoons playing the clip from a week ago of me uttering Mets fans for Phillies. Mets fans for Phillies. Now, you know the scenario where they play the Phillies?
Yes, but if you want to do it in a more simpler manner,
I'll do it for the people just so you know.
Yeah.
Right now, the Phillies are a game behind San Diego. If the Phillies catch San Diego, which means they pick up a game over the next 3 days, the Phillies would have the tiebreaker, which means the Mets would play the Phillies. So while I still
And I'm rooting for that because Mets, Phillies, New York, Philadelphia, that sets up for everything we want. That's everything we need.
Yeah.
That's the best. That's exactly what we want.
I'm scared of everybody.
Mets Phillies. fans for Philly.
After this weekend, if you're a Met fan, you're scared of everybody. Yu Darvish, Zach Wheeler, Ranger Suarez, Blake Snell, Manny Machado, Alec Bohm, Bryce Harper, Tweedledee Tweedledum. We're afraid of everybody after the garbage we saw over the last 3 days.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.